From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Walk a Crooked Mile by Catherine Dane, Book 3 in the Freddie O'Neill Mystery Series. Now let's begin with Walk a Crooked Mile, Chapter 1. Camels stink worse than goats. They're ugly, they spit, and I have never heard of anyone waxing romantic about one, the way people do about horses sometimes, nor of anybody adopting a camel for a pet. The international camel races have been held in Virginia City longer than I've been alive, and not once did it occur to me to drive for an hour in the September heat to watch a bunch of good old boys with sobriquets du jour of Wild Bill, Wyatt, Doc Holliday, or what have you, get falling down drunk and then try to get a mean-spirited camel to turn a corner and head for the finish line. Until this year, when I found myself standing on the warped boardwalk in front of the Bucket of Blood Saloon, looking through the tourist horde for a middle-aged biker named Sam Corder, because my mother had said this was as likely a place as any to find him. Damn. Mom had stopped by to see me about a month earlier, to my surprise, because she doesn't come down from Lake Tahoe often, and almost never without Al. This means our visits are limited to how long Al and I can stand to be in the same room, which is maybe half an hour. And she always calls first to warn me. So I really didn't expect to find Mom on the porch with Sundance, my orange tomcat, in her arms and nuzzling her cheek when I answered the knock at the door. "I need to talk to you," she said. "Yeah, okay. I'll get my keys and we can go someplace for coffee." Letting Mom in always means losing the first 10 minutes to a round of criticism of my housekeeping and my coffee. Not that either is...